This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA plus community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
Hey, I'm Rach.
And I'm Dean, and we're from Joy Breakfast.
We hope you enjoy this Joy podcast.
It's 9 minutes past eight and you're on Joy Brekkie with Rach and Dean.
Castlemaine Pride is a week-long celebration of the culture, history, creativity and determination of the LGBTQIA plus community in Mount Alexander.
Offering a mix of sporting events, arts, culture, music and more, the regional festival shines a light onto what the community can achieve when standing together.
We're joined now by Shireen Clough to hear more about the festival. Welcome to Joy Breakfast, Shireen.
Oh, thank you very much for having me. I'm very excited.
Now, it started out as a pride picnic way back in 2018 to create space for healing after the marriage equality debate, and Castlemaine Pride has continued to grow and honestly soar each and every year. How has it been seeing the festival grow in this way?
It's been quite amazing, really. We did start as a little picnic in the park to say thanks for everyone that supported us, the organisations and our allies, and to celebrate our diversity and inclusion in the town. And really, it was a picnic and we had some performers get up and play us some songs, and that was the extent of it. And now, only 6 years later, we've got like 10 days of programming with 21 different things happening. So it's been quite amazing, really, to watch it grow and to watch the community connections come together and mobilise, I suppose.
That's huge. What a growth. Yeah. What are some of the flagship events that are being run as part of Castlemaine Pride this year?
Well, we have, to kick it off this year, we have the Mount Alexander Falcons playing a pride round of football on Friday the 19th of April. And then following that, the next day will be the picnic, which we have had every year, apart from, you know, we don't talk about the COVID stuff, but we've had the picnic every year. So the picnic is one of my favourite events. And this year we have Freddie Merkin joining us and Polly Filler and Main FM do their thing with the van and the clothing swap from TGD Bendigo. It's just huge. Castlemaine Pride Choir. So that's probably one of the initial favourites is the picnic. But I think, Dean, you might know also that a week later we have Q Hub coming to Castlemaine.
Yes, I will be donning my wig, and Frock is going to make his way to Castlemaine for the Q Plus Hub.
Yes. So it's like we've got two picnics this year in a way, but two full day events, one on the 20th of April and the following one on the 27th of April. So it's like a double feature. And then in between, we've got all of the little or smaller events that sort of cater to people's niche interests, I suppose. So if you're a bit quieter and you want to do an art class, we have a Life During class, or if you want to see an art exhibition, we have our Bent Brushes art exhibition that happens every year. There's lots of little bits and pieces to try and cater for everybody, and all of them are either no cost or really low cost.
Well, Shireen, one of the fantastic things about regional Pride events is the diversity and intersectionality that exists for everyone to come and be part of what's on. What would you put that down to?
I guess our opportunity to come together is weakened when you're in the regions and in rural Australia. So I think we really seize the opportunities to gather and to celebrate, and that makes for a really inclusive and sort of warm space. And at this time of year too, it's off the back of all of the bigger LGBTIQA plus festivals, and we've got this lovely autumnal feel. So I really encourage anyone from Melbourne to come up and check it out, because we welcome everyone, and particularly people that might not have come before. We want everyone to kind of meet and greet and have a good time.
It is really wonderful to hear the other regional, you know, with the Bendigo and everything all coming together and being a part of Castlemaine Pride as well. What positive impact do you feel that the festival has on the LGBTIQA plus community surrounding Castlemaine and more?
Well, that's right. We're really lucky to be situated where we are, because we're kind of right between Chill Out and Bendigo Pride. And they both join in their own way. And Bendigo Pride actually supply us with Bendigo Queer Film Festival's shorts, their short films. So we have them playing on one of our occasions. And I think it feels like they're our big brothers and big sisters, I suppose, or cousins perhaps, who support us and help make our festival better because, we've got all that experience right down the road.
What makes it so special, like Castlemaine Pride being the smaller one with its bigger sisters and brothers and cousins and everything else across Victoria? Why is it special having a smaller festival in Castlemaine?
Like I said, I think our point of difference that we've tried to maintain is that anyone can come and it's accessible because everything there is free. Like the picnic and Q Plus are both a full day's entertainment, all for free. Or I think our biggest ticket price is $15. So we have a pub sing that's $15. We have, like I said, the life drawing class is $15. We have a trivia night that's $15. So everything's fairly affordable. And in this climate, I think that's really important because, it's hard to make ends meet.
Definitely.
You're absolutely right. Yeah, well, it's running for 10 days, Castlemaine Pride, from April 19th to 28th, and there is so much happening, not just those big two picnic events. So for more information, head to castlemainepride.org.au to find out all about it.
And I'm sure it'll be posted across the socials, and we'll certainly be sharing it on ours. Shireen, thank you so much for joining us on Joy Breakfast this morning.
Thanks, Rach and Dean. I appreciate the time.
It's 8:15. You're on Joy Breakfast with Rach and Dean.
Hey, I'm Rach.
And I'm Dean, and I hope you enjoyed this little snippet of the fun we bring to air as a part of Joy Breakfast during weekdays.
Don't forget to tune in from 7 till 9 a.m. or like and subscribe to the Joy Podcast.
And keep yourself out loud and proud.
Thanks for listening to another Joy Podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.